In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily. Our first story today. You've probably heard multiple tales of animals taking over the streets and towns across the planet as human beings self-isolate. Many of these stories later turned out to be embellishments or hoaxes. There are no dolphins in the canals of Venice, for instance, and there were no drunk elephants rampaging through empty towns in China. However, today I'd like to give you two examples of true animal takeover events. In Thailand, coronavirus has led to a steep drop-off in tourism. Hotels stand empty, multitudes of people are out of work, and the once bustling street markets seem nearly silent. The damage to tourism is affecting wildlife as well, with stories of elephants being chained up and left to starve as the virus exacts its toll. Perhaps the most extreme symptom of coronavirus in Thailand's animal world comes in the form of monkey riots. In Lopburi, northeast of Bangkok, recent video footage shows huge crowds of macaw monkeys brawling, gang-like, in the streets, fighting over what appears to be a container of yogurt. This town has long been famous for its monkey population, and historically tourists were a primary source of food for the animals. Not that the tourists intended to feed them. Instead, the roving groups of monkeys are infamous for shaking down residents and tourists alike, threatening them or stealing whatever they can get their hands on. While the monkeys may occasionally have small spats between individuals, this is the largest confirmed monkey riot in the city's recent history. For a lighter story in this vein, travel to the abandoned Welsh resort of Llandudno, where it appears herds of goats have taken the opportunity to stroll unmolested through the town. Residents report that beginning on Friday and continuing through the weekend, more than a dozen of these animals ventured down from the Great Orme Headland and roamed the streets of the coastal town. Videos and pictures show the goats grazing on grass from church grounds, flower beds, and nearby homes. These goats are called the Great Orme Kashmiri Goats. Their ancestors originated in northern India. In the past, the goats only ventured into town in cases of severe bad weather, seeking shelter from their human neighbors. Nowadays, the goats seem increasingly comfortable and confident on their impromptu tours, and the residents seem, for the most part, to welcome them. One resident in particular notes the goats are bringing some unexpected benefits to the community. Mark Richards, over at the local Lansdowne House Hotel, says he no longer has to worry about cutting the hedges. Our second story. Quarantined Netflix subscribers have been glued to the screen as they binge-watch the streaming service's newest runaway hit, The Tiger King, a true crime docuseries exploring the fascinating, at times deeply disturbing life of Oklahoma zookeeper Joe Exotic, along with his arch-rival animal rights activist Carol Baskin. The docuseries also touches on the mysterious disappearance of Baskin's husband, Don Lewis, in 1997. No spoilers, but neither Baskin nor Exotic come off looking like particularly great people in the series. The show was doubtlessly made to be controversial, and in this respect, it has inarguably succeeded. Viewers have weighed in from all angles, following the lives of the people in the series long after the camera stopped rolling. Nonprofits and other institutions like PETA have also responded to the series, and now it seems law enforcement is doing the same. Recently, Sheriff Chad Cronister, the sheriff of Hillsborough County, Florida, decided to leverage the massive interest in the Tiger King, calling for new leads in the cold case of Don Lewis's disappearance. Don Lewis was a multimillionaire. He was married to Carol Baskin and running a wildlife sanctuary in Tampa, Florida, when he vanished in August of 1997. His van was found at a regional airport with the keys to the van on the floor. and that was it. While the Tiger King series prominently features rumors that Carol Baskin is responsible for her husband's disappearance and possible death, she was never charged in relation to the events. At the time of this recording, Don Lewis's disappearance remains an open, if cold, case. Good luck, Sheriff. Our final story for today takes us to Brazil, where President Bolsonaro has been repeatedly criticized for his statements downplaying the dangers of the COVID-19 outbreak. The president has repeatedly dismissed the coronavirus as, quote, a little cold, and urged residents to keep the country's economy going, even going so far as to declare, quote, we're all going to die one day. Concerned about the possibility of the pandemic ravaging the poverty-stricken favelas or slums of the country, curfews are being enforced by an unexpected group, local crime rings. That's right, drug traffickers in some of Rio de Janeiro's best-known favelas have imposed a coronavirus curfew. In recent days, gang members have been ordering residents in places like the infamous City of God favela to remain indoors after 8 p.m., Many may recognize this favela from the groundbreaking 2002 film of the same name. The Red Command gang leaders who control this favela have ordered residents to stay at home. A video, apparently recorded in the City of God itself, circulated on social media recently, showing a loudspeaker that broadcasts the following alert: anyone found messing around or walking around outside will be punished. One local resident reports, the traffickers are doing this because the government is absent. The authorities are blind to us. The local gang stated, also by loudspeaker, we are imposing a curfew because nobody is taking coronavirus seriously. It's best to stay at home and chill. The message has been given. Other gangs are making similar moves, and this affects a great deal of people. Rio's densely populated favelas are home to about 2 million of the city's 7 million residents. Edmund Ruge, a Rio-based editor for the Rio on Watch news site, said the imposition of these curfews spoke to the Brazilian state's long-standing neglect of these areas. They often lack even the most basic sanitation. It isn't the majority of favelas, and it's not coordinated, Rouge notes. It is sporadic things around the city. It's the exception to the rule being that civil society is really stepping up right now because they know that the state is not going to do it for them. He goes on to add, favela activists have been scrambling very effectively to respond to the crisis. He concludes, it has been really impressive. The question is whether or not it is going to be enough. That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners should know about. Your bad dad jokes, your puns, or your personal experiences with COVID-19. Let us know. Tag hashtag StrangeDaily on Twitter. We look forward to hearing from you. You can also find me directly at Ben Bolin HSW on Twitter or at Ben Bolin on Instagram. Thanks as always to our producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden, and thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow, and until then, stay strange.